Are you dealing with a toxic partner, a narcissist, and you don't know what to do? Maybe you're stuck in a marriage and you have all these problems going on. Well, you know what? The way you get out of this is you need good legal advice, you guys. And I'm going to tell you about Mark H. Stein. He's a great attorney, all right? Mark is a matrimonial and family law attorney. He prides himself on his successful work with celebrity and high net worth clients. He's also an advocate for men's parental rights and shared custody. Mark's been featured in the media on News 12 Long Island, ABC News, and Newsday. He's a trial attorney. He has over 15 years experience, and he also is a personal friend, you guys. I highly recommend Mark. I've used Mark for some issues that I've had when dealing with toxic people in my life. If you have a toxic partner or something like that, you need good legal advice, okay? Because a good attorney is going to make or break you, all right? So if you're in the New York area and you want some legal advice, good legal advice on how to handle it, and maybe you have children involved as well, give Mark a call at 516-680-8807. Ask for Mark Stein. Again, the number is 516-680-8807. And tell him that Yaz referred you.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A. member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and today I want to talk about why it's so difficult to be in a relationship with a narcissist and try to work your problems out with somebody like that. You know, a lot of people get involved in relationships and they don't even realize that the person that they're with is a narcissist. Sometimes you have family members that are narcissistic and you have difficult issues with them and problems and all these kind of things that go on, and you don't even realize later that you're dealing with toxic people in your life, okay? And then when you wake up, you educate yourself on the topic, you start to see a pattern. This is what it is. You see a pattern with people, and this is how you recognize what somebody is about, okay? It's not what comes out of someone's mouth. It's about their behavior. What is their pattern of behavior, okay? So when you're dealing with somebody, whether you're in a relationship or it could be a friend, it could be a family member, whoever it is, you have to look at the pattern of behavior of these people to really understand, you know, who they are, what's their motive, what are they trying to accomplish, why do they give you subtle digs now and then, why is it so difficult to get along with them? And when you're dealing with a narcissist, it's going to be really difficult to get along with a narcissist for a lot of different reasons, because you cannot reason with a narcissist, all right? You could have the facts in black and white and put it right in front of the narcissist's face, and you know what the narcissist is going to do? They're not even going to read it, okay? They're not even going to read it because you're calling them out on the truth and they don't want to hear it. So what do? They're going to stonewall you, maybe walk out. They're going to give you the silent treatment. They may try to intimidate you, raise their voice, or try to bully you. They are not going to acknowledge or validate you, okay? They are not going to validate you. And this is why it's so hard to get along with a narcissist. They'll never validate you. They'll never say, oh, yeah, you're right. You know, I need to change this or something like that. No. No, it's their way or the highway, okay? They are going to do things according to what they think is right. And you are, you know, your point of view is insignificant to them. They may listen to what you have to say, but to a narcissist, it's going in one ear and out the other, okay? And this is why people are so tired, so exhausted, so drained when dealing with a narcissist. Because a narcissist will not sit there and talk to you and be transparent with you and everything like that. And why won't they do that? Because it's not to their benefit. It's not to their benefit. Because when you're in a relationship with somebody, part of being in a relationship with somebody means you have to sacrifice. And a lot of times, somebody who's narcissistic, they don't want to sacrifice. The only time a narcissist is going to want to sacrifice is if they're going to benefit from it, all right? They're going to benefit down the road somehow. But if they don't have to sacrifice, then they're not going to sacrifice, all right? They're not going to succumb down to your level because they don't look at you as an equal. They feel they're superior to you, all right? And this is the problem with trying to reason with somebody who's a narcissist. And a lot of times you could sit there, you could try to have a talk with them. You might get into an argument with them and then you go and now you're not talking. Now they're giving you the silent routine or something like that, or you go in no contact. Then after a certain amount of time, it could be a couple days, it could be a couple weeks, it could be, you know, longer than that, they come around and they don't even bring up about the argument and try to sit down with you and hash it out and work it out, okay? And they'll bring up something completely different and they'll talk about, you know, how you been or what's new with you, you know, or what's going on or something like that. They're not going to acknowledge the argument. And this is why you can't fix the problem. If you can't acknowledge the problem, you can't fix the problem. And this is why a lot of couples counseling, when people go to couples counseling, they don't go anywhere with it. Because although the person or the narcissist may agree to go because their back is against the wall to save their marriage, they may go to the couples counseling, they're not open to change, okay? Because in their eyes, they don't see anything wrong with what they're doing, all right? They're not going to admit or take accountability that they're doing anything wrong, okay? They're going to sit there and they're going to blame you. They're going to say you're sensitive. They're going to say you're crazy. You're making a big deal of things. This is what it is. But see, here's the thing. I don't care who it is. Your feelings are valid. And if you're feeling a certain way, they have to be validated, all right? And your partner needs to validate how you feel, okay? If they want to be in a happy relationship with their partner, then they should want to have a happy partner, okay? And this is what a narcissist is not. A narcissist is more concerned on what meets their demands rather than whether you're happy or not, okay? Because if they have to compromise, you know, what they want to do to make you happy, they don't want to do that, okay? They do that only if they have to do that, okay? So it's very, very difficult when you try to work out or resolve issues with a narcissist because they could be very difficult. You know, they could be very cutting. They could put you down in every way. They could be merciless in some cases. All right, you guys, that's how you really know that you're dealing with a narcissistic person. They're very cruel. Okay. A narcissist can be very cruel. You know, they want to just bring you, instead of sitting and talking about something, they want to punish you, okay? And this is the problem when trying to work out problems with a narcissist, because they're not reasonable. It's very hard to come to the table and try to talk about things when you're dealing with an unreasonable person, all right? They've got to be able to see your side of things. And if they can't see your side of things, you will never be able to come to some kind of, agreement or compromise or something to that effect. So this is why a lot of people that are in narcissistic relationships, their relationship breaks down, because they feel like they're doing everything and the other person is just doing whatever they want and not caring. Okay. But the reason that these people get away with it is because people give too many chances and people don't have boundaries. This is why boundaries are so important. But see, a lot of people don't want to enforce boundaries because they're, for a lot of different reasons. Maybe they don't want to leave the relationship. They're codependent on the other person. They don't want to be alone. Maybe they've spent a lot of years with this person, so they're afraid to walk away. They don't want to give up all those years that they invested in this person. That's not a reason to stay with somebody, you guys, all right? Because, you've got to look at your overall happiness and the happiness of your home. And especially if you have children, you want your children to be happy and be in a happy home, all right? So you have to evaluate the situation and say to yourself, how am I living here? Am I happy? Am I not happy? Does the bad outweigh the good? Is every day a fight? This is how you've got to look at it. Is this person, making promises and not keeping the promises? Is this person gaslighting me all the time? And I'm starting to doubt myself. This is what a narcissist does. They make you doubt your own judgment, okay? They make you doubt the reality of what the situation is. You could have all the facts. You can know everything and educate yourself on a topic and present it to the narcissist, and the narcissist will still deny it. They're either going to deny it or they're not going to acknowledge your argument. And this is why you can never come to a reasonable compromise with the narcissist. It's like it's a struggle. It's a constant struggle of, up and downs, hot and colds with these people, all right? So that's why a lot of times we say, if you're dealing with somebody that is that toxic, that you really can't sit down and talk to, that will never validate you, that can't, meet you in the middle, so to speak, when you're trying to work things out and boundaries and everything like that, it's a no-win situation, because you're either going to live the way you're living, or you're going to take a stand and you're going to walk out, all right? It really depends on how toxic your relationship is, and nobody should waste their life away with a toxic person, all right? Because there's nothing worse than wasting years of your life away with somebody who is toxic and making you miserable, all right? You could always start over. You could always start over at any age, you guys, but it's a lot harder to start over later on, all right? Because your choices of meeting people are limited as to when you're younger and starting over, okay? So it's very important. And the other thing is too, when you try to reason with a narcissist and they're just not seeing, you're going to exhaust yourself. It's going to wear on your health. All right. It's going to bring a lot of stress to you. If you have children, if you're stressed, the kids are going to feel the stress as well. All right. Because kids are very perceptive. And if they see like mommy or daddy is upset and they're always upset, the kids feed off of who they're around. Children are very perceptive, and your children get exposed to this kind of toxicity and this unhappiness in the home, all right? So it's not, if you have children, it's not even just about you. It's about the environment that your children are in, and you want your children to be healthy and happy, all right? The other thing I wanted to bring up too is, you could sit there and try to, you know, talk to the narcissist. But a lot of times when you're talking to the narcissist, you're going to find yourself, you're always being put on the defense. All right. A narcissist is always going to try to flip the blame on you. All right. That's the first sign that you're dealing with a narcissist, is that, you know, they will never take accountability and they're always going to flip the blame on you. All right. And then you sit there and you're defending yourself. That's the worst thing you can do, you guys, is sit there and defend yourself. Do not defend yourself to the narcissist. You know, have faith in the fact that you know what you're talking about. And the way you know what you're talking about is, you know, through knowledge. You know, knowledge is power. And the more you educate yourself to how a relationship should be and the topics, all right, you're going to be able to spot certain things with people. You're going to be able to spot when somebody gaslights you. You're going to know when somebody's words don't match their actions. You're going to look at their behavior. You're going to look at their pattern, and it's going to tell you everything about who that person is. You're going to look at their prior relationships and see if there's a pattern there. Are you in the same pattern that person was with their exes? Okay. It's going to tell you a lot. So this is why, you know, we always say you have to look at who you're dealing with and to what type of person. And the other thing too, is if you're dealing with a malignant narcissist, somebody who's dangerous, somebody who you feel like you're walking on eggshells with, you never ever fight with that person. Okay, you guys, because you put yourself at danger when you do something like that. You make a mental note, you realize who you're dealing with, and you have a plan to get out, and you never ever let that person know that you're leaving. Never, okay? Because that's when you're the most in danger. A lot of people have gotten killed. The minute they told that type of narcissist that they were going to leave them, that was it, okay? So that's why I'm telling you, if you're dealing with somebody who's very, very dangerous, never, ever let them know that you're leaving. You got to do it in silence, all right? And, you know, you got to keep your mouth closed on everything. Because if they have wind of that, they're gonna come and they're going to look for revenge or something along those lines, all right? So always know what type of narcissist that you're dealing with, all right? Covert narcissists are very passive aggressive. They don't always, you know, show their hand. You know, there's always degrees of narcissism in people, all right? There's people that are very, very narcissistic and very selfish. And there's people that have a little bit of narcissism, but aren't that bad, okay? And you have to really figure out the behaviors that person is showing you as to, is this person, you know, am I able to, you know, compromise with this person or anything like that? If you're not able to compromise with this person, if this person never validates you, this is crucial. If the person never validates anything that you say, all right, you are never going to go anywhere with this person. So stop defending yourself. Stop wasting your breath trying to plea your case, and just realize and say, oh, I'm dealing with a toxic person. I am dealing with a toxic person. I am not going to go anywhere with this person. They are not listening to anything that I am saying. They are not validating me. Now it's up to me to make the decision and say to myself, this is never going to work. I'm either going to have to put up with this crap, or I'm going to walk away and start my life over and not have to deal with somebody who will not validate me and who will only gaslight me and who is not about the truth. All right. So I hope that helps you guys. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. Have a great day. If you're having trouble in your relationship, or maybe you're dealing with somebody who's a narcissist and you're really confused, you don't know what to do, you need some advice or some clarity, well, I offer email and also phone coaching. Please go to the podcast description for the link on how to get email or phone coaching, or maybe you just have a question that you need answered. All questions will be answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description where it tells you how Yaz can answer your questions. Thank you. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description.